told him walking in this morning, he said that I was a pain in the neck. That's my friend, Brother Andre. So glad to be here with you all. Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity to preach. Amen. I'm definitely excited about this service and what God is going to do. Amen. As I was busy about this weekend, I just kept the service and you all in mind. Amen. And I was thinking about what I was going to prepare, what I was going to say, and what God wanted to say. Amen. Of course, Sister Jerry came in and started prayer off, and she read my altar call scripture, Pastor. So that's all right. Amen. So I know God is working and that He's going to have His way this morning. And I am thankful to be here. Anybody else thankful to be here in God's presence? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What an opportunity to come into the presence of the Lord. And we get, sometimes we get a little jaded or something, or we take for granted the fact that we can come freely into the house of the Lord, worship God according to our conscience, amen, according to our understanding of the truth, amen. If anything today, I ask God to help me preach the truth this morning. Praise the Lord. That's what we need today, amen. More than anything else is the truth. The truth sets us free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Jesus, have your way, Lord God. Move in this house. Lord Jesus, bless us today, God. Lord, use us, God, each and every one, Lord Jesus. Lord, for your glory, God. Prepare our hearts, Lord Jesus, for what you want to say, God. Lord, and help it, Lord, find root, God, and be planted in our hearts, Lord Jesus, and grow, God. We thank you and praise you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I'm going to start reading, of course, for the day of Pentecost. I want to start reading in Acts chapter 2, verse number 1. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Amen. You could turn there in your Bibles or look up on the screen. We have been spoiled by this technology, of course. Amen. It's all just readily available. Amen. It used to be at our fingertips. Now we just look up. Amen. Praise God. It says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Amen. Somebody say, "Do it again, God." Praise the Lord. I want to preach to you today, just this, I know this is probably a cheesy title, but I hope you'll remember it. Here comes the bride. I know, I was thinking, man, there's got to be a better title than that, God. Here comes the bride. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Thank you for standing for the word of the Lord. Amen. The day of Pentecost stands as a day that changed the world. It certainly is one of history's greatest days. Amen. What happened there was marvelous in the sight of all who were present in Jerusalem. The disciples were eagerly waiting and anticipating. They were there in the upper room. Amen. And they were obeying the words of Jesus Christ, who said, "Go and tarry at Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." God wanted to do something, amen, that would change the course of history. Amen. So the disciples were waiting and anticipating the promise of the Father, amen, which He said, "You will receive from Me." Praise the Lord. And so, all of a sudden, the gift of the Holy Ghost was released upon them. Amen. And they, as Scripture says, they all began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Amen. What was happening there that day Well, it got out into the streets. It poured out into the alleyways. And it was noised abroad. And the people came together and were asking all kinds of questions. What does this mean? And what is this? What is this that they're saying? They're speaking the wonderful works of God. Amen. See, this was the first service of the apostolic church. The multitude that began to gather eagerly asked, what is this? And Peter, standing up with the 11, the others, amen, began to preach Jesus as Lord and Christ. Repentance and remission of sins was preached in the name of Jesus. And Jesus kept his promise. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Praise the Lord. So Pentecost changed everything. Amen. It was the beginning of the bride of Christ. Amen. It was the beginning of the church. It was the day that the church came in unity with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Pentecost changed everything. Amen. But think of this as a wedding. The church is the bride. And Pentecost is when God opened the door and started the bridal march down through history. And the invitation is open to be part of the bride of Christ even today. Praise the Lord. The bride has not been completely made up yet. Amen. And there's an invitation for everyone here to come and put on the wedding gown. Amen. Come and put on the marriage clothes. Amen. You can put on Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. I like what it says in Revelation. Who's going to make up that bride? Revelation 19:6, it says, and I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. How exciting. Amen. I don't know if you've gotten there yet in the End Times Ministries, but this is going to be covered in the End Times Bible study. I know it for sure. Praise the Lord. The marriage supper of the Lamb. What an exciting day that will be. Praise the Lord. That will be the day that everything changes for us. Praise the Lord. We're going to spend eternity with Jesus in heaven. Amen. We're going to be His bride forever. Praise the Lord. He's going to call us home. Amen. He's going to present us to Himself. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it's going to be an exciting day. Praise the Lord. I remember the day that I was married. Praise the Lord. All those many years ago. Praise the Lord. And, you know, today's world wants to downplay marriage. Today's world wants to, I mean, really, and this is not in my notes, and so maybe I'm going to get in trouble here. Praise the Lord. Probably not. Amen. But the bedrock of every society is the basic family unit. It is. You spend most of your time in the home, sleeping and with your family members. And so if the devil and the world can dismantle what that family looks like, he can undermine an entire nation. And I believe that that's what we are seeing in our country. Praise the Lord. We need to get back to the respect and honor that we have, amen, for marriage and for what it means. Amen. You know, you really ought to be an example. I know our kids are not here in the service with us, but especially teenagers. Mom and dad, treasure and cherish your marriage. It is a real rock. It's the bedrock of your family. And I know that there are some here today, just by the size of this crowd, that did not have the privilege to live in a home that was the God-designed family unit. And that's okay. We are going to have a change when we come into the body of Christ. There's going to be a difference. Praise the Lord. So, I got off track there a little bit. But I just had to say that. Amen. We've got to stand for righteousness today. Praise the Lord. But we've looked at what the end will look like. What eternity will look like. What that great marriage feast will look like. And that's such a great time of rejoicing and excitement. But you know, I started to think about this, that the day of Pentecost being the day that the church was started, I started to look at the parallels between what God did in giving Eve to Adam. See, Eve was the first bride. And the church, amen, is the bride of Christ. The last bride, if you will. Amen. The church was, Eve was formed and presented to Adam. The church was formed on the day of Pentecost and will be presented to Jesus as the bride of Christ. And so, what does this even show us in Scripture, in the very beginning of the Word of God, and in just Genesis chapters 1 and 2? Amen. Well, what it shows us is that God Almighty desired to have a bride before the world began. He desired fellowship, and He desired unity, and He desired worship and adoration from a people, amen, who would represent Him in the world, amen, and would be sealed by His name and in unity with Him by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. The bride of Christ, in other words, was not an afterthought. Amen. God didn't just say, "Oh, whoops, Adam sinned. Now I've got to have a bride." No, no, no. Eve was formed, and Eve was prepared, and Eve was presented to Adam before Adam ever sinned, when he was in a state of holiness. And it shows us something about God. Because Adam was created in His image and after His likeness. And so Adam, before he ever sinned, still had loneliness. And that loneliness was in the nature of God. It shows us that God desired a bride. God desired fellowship. God desired a people that would be in unity with Him. Amen. And worship Him. Praise the Lord. It's so amazing to me, because what we're doing here today is we're taking the very beginning of history, Genesis, and we're going all the way. We've already looked at Revelation. And if you could just kind of squash that down into a little nutshell, and only God could hold it in the palm of His hand and see both sides of it. Praise the Lord. And that's exactly what our God did. His omniscience. His power to know everything. Amen. He is able to be outside of time. Listen to this. I know some of this might go right over your head. You can ask me about it later. It's okay. Praise the Lord. But I just want to speak about how great God is. God is outside of time. And He can hold time in His hand like a marble. And He can see the end from the beginning. Praise the Lord. And from the very, very beginning, God desired a bride. He desired fellowship and worship. Amen. In a state of holiness. Praise the Lord. In a state of rightness. Amen. Just like the example that was given. The shadow of things to come. of Adam and Eve. It's amazing. Praise the Lord what God did. So let's look at this. Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. And the Lord God, this is how God did it. And you might see some similarities here of how God did this and then what He performed when he gave His life for us, okay? And made the church. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Amen. There's several things about this passage that mirror exactly the creation of the church. There was the provision of the material that would make up Eve. Amen. There was the preparation or forming of Eve with clay. And then there was a presentation that happened. And this is exactly the pattern that God fulfilled in the church, and will fulfill. We haven't been presented to Him yet, so we'll get there. Praise the Lord. But let's look at this in those three things: provision, preparation, and presentation. So, back at verse 21, it says, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof." Is this okay if I teach for a little bit? So the Lord Jesus Christ is referred to as the second Adam in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we know that Adam was made in His image and after His likeness. Now God could have chosen to create Eve by speaking her into existence like He did with all the other creatures. Or He could have formed her out of the dust of the ground like He did Adam. But God chose to cause a deep sleep to fall upon Adam and take something from Adam to create Eve. God did that very intentionally. Praise the Lord. Because He was going to fulfill a pattern. God, in His infinite wisdom, saw fit to take a part of Adam to provide the material needed for a bride. So it says in verse 22, "And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made He a woman, and brought her unto the man." So there was nothing that Eve did to deserve to be Adam's bride. Just like there's nothing that the church does to deserve to be the bride of Christ. Amen. She became His bride because she had His rib. I'll say that again. She became His bride because she had His rib. Amen. So there's nothing that we can do to deserve to become part of the church. There's nothing that we can do to earn our ticket to be part of the bride of Christ. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." It is the gift of God. Amen. So there's going to have to be something that Jesus gives you in order for you to be part of His bride. It's going to have to be a gift, not something that you earn, not something that you worked for. Amen. It's got to be the gift of God. Amen. And it's got to come from Him. Praise the Lord. For you to be part of His bride. It's not of works. The verse continues, verse 9. "It's not of works, lest any man should boast." Brother Fred, if you could earn it, you could just push everybody else down and get your ticket. Make sure you get your seat. Amen. Brother Joel, if you could work for it, amen. I know you're a hard worker. You'd be in, and maybe I would not. Praise the Lord. I work with a computer. Praise the Lord. But it's not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10, Brother Tim. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. The church wasn't an afterthought, my friend. You were not an afterthought. Praise the Lord. But God provided a gift for you. He provided a rib, if you will. He provided something that you could not earn. He provided something that you could not work for. Amen. And He provided it freely for us. Amen. He created us. He worked on us. We're His workmanship. We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Amen. Which, look at this. Is this talking about Adam and Eve? Yes. Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Praise the Lord. In other words, if you're going to be part of the church, it's going to be because you have His Spirit and you have His name on your life. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. But it's because of Him and only because of Him. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I couldn't make it on my own. I couldn't deserve it on my own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Was from Adam was taken that one single rib. And the church did not, but see, whereas Adam just got that one rib, the church didn't just receive part of Jesus. We received of His fullness. Let me show you this in Scripture, John 1:16. And of His fullness have we received. And of His fullness have all we received. And grace for grace. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 says, and hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Amen. Paul was trying to convince us in Ephesians that we didn't just receive part of God, but we received all the Spirit of the Lord. We received all of His fullness. When God gave us the gift of the Holy Ghost, He gave us everything we need. Praise the Lord. To walk in Him. To be the bride of Christ. To be in unity with Him. Praise the Lord. It cost Adam something to have companionship. And it cost Jesus everything. Cost Him His life. Amen. To have a bride. Acts chapter 20 verse 28 says this. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God. Look at this. To feed the church of God, which He hath purchased with His own blood. This, my friends, is the only thing God ever purchased. The only thing in the record of Scripture that God actually purchased. So what does that tell us about the value of what He purchased? That it means everything to Him. Pastor said it last week. My wife, she means everything to me. Amen. Well, we have a God, amen, who believes that we're everything. We're the apple of His eye. Amen. We're His greatest desire. Praise the Lord. Amen. Eve became the bride of Adam when she was formed around his rib. And she was called woman. Amen. Because she was taken out of the man. Amen. We took on His nature. The nature of Christ Jesus. Amen. The nature of the Spirit. That we can walk and live and breathe in Him. Amen. We can have life in Him. We can have everlasting righteousness, peace, and joy in Him. We can have the pleasures of the presence of the Lord forevermore in Him. Praise God. He took us out. Amen. And He took something out of Himself and He put it into us permanently. Amen. Permanently. Once you have the Holy Ghost, you can't lose it. Praise the Lord. Once you have the Holy Ghost, you can be confident that you are His. Amen. I am His and He is mine. Praise the Lord. The church became the bride of Christ when it received His Spirit because we took on His nature. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. It says, "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit." Did you miss that? The word quickening means life-giving. Adam, the last Adam, that is Jesus Christ, was made a quickening spirit. Praise the Lord. He was made the Holy Ghost so that He could dwell in our hearts. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I should say this because God doesn't change. And I'm teaching here, so praise the Lord. But the word made does not mean created. You're like, whoa, wait a second. Well, if it did mean created, they would have put created there. Amen. But the word made means continued as. You go look up the Greek later. Amen. But it means continued as. Praise the Lord. See, God didn't just do things on the fly. Amen. In Him from the very beginning was the plan. Hallelujah. And He just fulfilled His plan when He became flesh. And He fulfilled His plan when He became the life-giving Spirit. He just continued as that. Praise the Lord. All right. Verse 46. "Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven." Jesus is God Almighty, manifest in the flesh. Amen. He's none other than the one who the Scriptures prophesied. Amen. That He alone, Jehovah God said, I am the Savior, and beside me there is no other. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Amen. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Amen. This is just This is just such a great example, because we read Genesis chapter 2, and the part I didn't read, this part of the story I didn't read, was that Adam was presented all the animals and he named them all. Amen. And so the monkey came, he'd say monkey. The elephant came, he'd say elephant. I don't know if he got the cockroach, you know. Skunk. Okay. But he didn't find companionship in any of those things. Amen. He didn't find a likeness in any of those things. Amen. It would have been something if God would have created Eve as like some kind of, you know, different kind of figure than what the frame of a man was. That would have been completely incompatible. Amen. So he made her just in the same shape with just different attributes. Amen. Some attributes that would completely show and give Adam fulfillment and companionship. Amen. Those things that would cause Eve to be a helpmeet for him. Amen. Not that she was a servant. Not that she was subservient to him, amen, but that she would provide fulfillment, that she would complete him. And God designed it in that way. And such is the way that God designed the church, amen, that we would be his hands and his feet, that we would be exactly, young people, what you did yesterday. Walk the streets and go and pass out flyers and talk to people and witness to people and love people and show people the way. Praise the Lord. What happens here in church every time we come in when we worship the Lord together and where we love one another. This is exactly what God needed in a bride. This is exactly what God needed in the church. Amen. Somebody that would fulfill His will, that would keep His plan going. Amen. That would speak His word, that would show His love to the world. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're not done yet. Amen. Yes, God provided everything we need when He gave us the Holy Ghost. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost today, it's free. It's available. If you've never spoken in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance, it's easy to yield yourself to God and let go of your inhibitions and yield yourself to the Lord and let God speak through you. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to take years and years. It can happen in a moment. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I've seen it so many times. I've been blessed to be there present and see what God wanted to do. Praise the Lord. But God's got to prepare us too. Amen. There's a part about this where He's still working on us. He's still forming His bride. He's still putting us in the right order and in the right alignment. Amen. None of us are perfect yet. None of us have attained the level of holiness. I know some of us might think we're perfect. That's... I got a signal back there that said, preach on that for a little while. Amen. None of us are perfect yet. Praise the Lord. None of us have attained yet. It's all right if you think you have. Amen. What are you doing here? Praise the Lord. This is a church full of sinners. Saved by grace. Amen. Hallelujah. We need Jesus to keep working on us. Amen. See, God's provided a friend of the bridegroom. Amen. That's the ministry. That's the pastors. That's the teachers. That's the evangelists. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 says this. And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Until when? Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. God's making something out of you. God is still working on you. That's why we have classes. That's why we get into Bible studies. That's why we're looking into the Word constantly, trying to know more about Jesus. We're growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we're eager and hungry, amen, for the Word of God. Hallelujah. That's why we come to prayer. That's why we come and, I mean, that's... I don't know why you come to prayer, but I come because I need to touch God. I need to connect with the Lord. I need God to touch my life, amen. I need God to have His hands on me and God to keep forming me and keep working on me, amen. I'm not done yet, amen. God's not finished creating in me what He wants to see. Hallelujah. And my friend, He can still work on you. Amen. Don't resist the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To begin to transform your life. To begin to change you. Amen. From glory to glory. Amen. From faith to faith. Into the image that He wants you to be. Praise the Lord. He's still preparing His bride. He's still preparing, amen, the church. Amen. There's another aspect of preparation though. And that is that there's such a thing as the fullness of God's bride that will be completed when God makes up the number of His saints and the last Gentile comes in to the church. Romans chapter 11 speaks of this, verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. Amen. God is making up a number. He's got a number in mind. Say, when's the rapture going to happen, Sister Ashley? When the last Gentile comes in. Praise the Lord. Do we know what that number is? Some people say, oh, it's 144,000. Well, that doesn't match with the wedding feast that we read about. A multitude without number. Amen. It was intentional, Pastor. Because God didn't want us to start slacking and thinking that we didn't have to fulfill the Great Commission anymore. Amen. But He still wants to pour out His Spirit all the way until He chooses to catch us away. Praise the Lord. This is why one of the most exciting things that you can ever see, and when you're part of the church, and I hope I get a bunch of amens about this, if you know what I'm talking about. Amen. But this is why I get so excited when I see somebody receive the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues for the first time. Amen. There's something about that just, amen, I feel like I get more of a blessing than they do. Praise the Lord. I know that's not the case. Amen. But there's like a lightning bolt that hits you. Amen. When you see somebody come in. Amen. Hallelujah. There's something. Somebody's got to rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's something deep inside of me that says, maybe that's the last soul. Maybe the next person to get the Holy Ghost in this church is the last person that God needs to make up that number. Think about that. That's why we're having a tent revival in a couple weeks. Amen. Because God still wants to pour out His Spirit until He comes. Amen. He's not done yet. We're still having a revival. Amen. He's still filling. Matter of fact, two people got the Holy Ghost in Middletown yesterday. You know, Pastor, that could have been it. Amen. But God, the fact that the sun rose this morning means that God still wants to pour out His Spirit today. Praise the Lord. And I believe this with all of my heart, that right now, somewhere in the world, somebody is receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, evidenced by speaking in tongues at this very moment. Now. 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 God is filling people with the Holy Ghost right now. Because He's not done making up His bride yet. Hallelujah. He's still preparing us, church. He's still got seats to fill, church. He's still got churches to plant, church. Amen. He's still got things to do, church. Amen. He's not done yet. Praise the Lord. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Eve was presented to Adam. Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 2, verse 22. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made He a woman and brought her unto the man. He brought her unto the man. Jesus gave Himself for you on Calvary to satisfy the wrath of God. Yes, but also that He could be worthy of worship and adoration from the church, His precious bride. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 says, husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Why? That He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. We still have water here today and it's warm. Amen. And somebody can put on Christ today. Put on the name of Jesus. You can take a step today. Amen. God's grace, amen, is still available today to remit all of your sins. Hallelujah. In water. Praise God. Amen. That He might present it to Himself. A glorious church. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen. God can fill you today with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 says, "And He, Jesus, is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. By Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled." He is the reconciler of all things. He puts everything in order. He makes everything right. He puts everything back together again. Amen. But He did it for a purpose. It says He did it in His body, in the body of His flesh, through death, to present you. Somebody point to your neighbor and say, "To present you." Amen. You, the church, the bride of Christ, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants to present us to Himself. Amen. Don't think of this in fleshly terms. Think of this in spiritual terms. Think of this as worship. Think of this as He took Adam and Eve, who Eve and Adam both failed completely, right? But Christ didn't fail. And His church isn't going to either. That's all right. His church is going to be holy. His church is going to be unblameable, unreprovable. Amen. White robes. Amen. White linen. Praise the Lord. Which is the righteousness of the saints. Hallelujah. But the question today, and if the music could come and you could stand, the question today is, are you ready to be presented to Jesus? Amen. Are you ready today? Praise the Lord. Are you part of the bride of Christ? Have you made the choice to say "I do" to Him? Yes. Amen? Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I can tell you this. Without His Spirit, and I just have to tell you the truth. Amen. Without His Spirit, no, you're not ready. That's right. Without the Holy Ghost, you're not ready. Romans chapter 8 says this. Romans 8 and 8. "So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." Listen. "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His." You are not His bride unless you have His Spirit in you. Amen. Just like Eve was not the bride of Adam without his rib, you're not the bride of Christ without His Spirit. Amen. Amen. And I know that you could throw a wet blanket on the church saying that. But that's not what I want to say today. I want to say that it's available today. There is a robe of righteousness that's available to you today. Amen. I know there are many in our church that need the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I know that right now, in these last days, right now we're being tested and our faith and love for God is being tested to the limits. The things that are happening in this world are testing us. Amen. And proving us and trying us and preparing us. Amen. I can't imagine doing that without the Spirit of God. I just couldn't imagine that, Sister Ashley. What would I do without the Holy Ghost? Amen. I would be lost. I would drift. I would be totally, amen. I would go off. I would go away. Praise the Lord. But look at this. And Sister Jerry started the service this morning with this verse of Scripture in Jude chapter 1, verse 17. And I'm going to read a little bit more. It says, "But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How that they told you there would be mockers in the last time who would walk after their own ungodly lust." I've seen it here in the church. Seen people getting the Holy Ghost, people praying, and people sitting back and just laughing at them. Scoffing. Amen. That's a sign. Man, thank you for showing me what day we live in. You know? "These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit." Amen. See, when a relationship grows cold, when something happens in a relationship that just seems to, it makes the air change. It just sucks the air right out of the room. And I don't know if you've ever been through something like that, like a breakup when you were a teenager or something like that, where you just thought you loved that person with all your heart, and then all of a sudden you no longer allowed to be around them, no longer able to see them, distance separates you. Amen. I felt that way when I was stationed in Pearl Harbor and I had to leave Alyssa. I remember sitting outside the base, the sub base. She was dropping me off for the last time, Pastor, and we're sitting in her car, and I just said, "I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back. I promise. I'm going to come back." And she was crying, and I started crying. I'm not supposed to cry. Amen. But you can tell when there's a separation that happens, when there's a distance that happens. Well, we think, we kind of obsess over that sometimes, especially when you're a young person. You obsess over, who am I going to marry? Who am I going to love for the rest of my life? You obsess over that. But do we spend time thinking about our union with Jesus and how we're married to Him? We're His bride. Amen? You don't have to live that way. Amen. What you need to do is just go back and remind yourself of what was lost. And you need to renew that vow and the connection that was made. Praise the Lord. It says, "But ye beloved," verse 20. "But ye beloved," this is what we can have today. This is what's available. "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." It says, "And some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh." Amen. Today, if you are one of those people that's been drifting, if you're one of the people that's not even come into the bride, amen. If you're one of the people that needs the Holy Ghost today, it is available for you. The mercy of God is here. The compassion of God is here. The love of God is here today. Amen. And it's available freely. Amen. Hallelujah. When you take on His name and receive the Holy Ghost, you come into union with Jesus Christ. And that is His will and desire for your life. Praise the Lord. And what does it bestow upon us? Verse 24 says, "Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." Amen. I wonder if we could lift up this verse right here. Just as a praise to God right now. Let's make this. If you don't know how to pray, here's a good example. Let's lift up this praise to God right now. Lord, you're the only wise God, our Savior. Lord, and to you be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Let it be done, God. Let your will be done, Jesus, today. Hallelujah. This altar is open. Amen. If you've never received the Holy Ghost, you can come today. If you're backslidden, you can return today. If you're lost, you can be found today. If you've never received the Holy Ghost, it's free today. Hallelujah. I'm asking you to come and gather around this altar and begin to lift up the Lord today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I need renewal, God. I need restoration in my faith, Lord Jesus.